B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Days, right? It's Friday. Okay. Although yesterday was Wednesday. Got home, learned it was Thursday. I got so excited. We're here. It's Friday. We do this every Friday at noon. Continue to take your calls. Also, if you have any medical issues, we will help you through those.
I don't see any. Do you see any of those on the line?
I'm sure they're
mostly Patriots calls.
You can't get in right now. Our lines are loaded. So who knows?
Let's go back to the phones. We'll talk to Bert Breer coming up next segment. Of course, Rap Sheet has that.
I'd play this at the doctor's office.
Patriots would have done that. This deal could have been anything.
Nope.
No matter what this deal was going
to
be. 77
days to do it. You didn't do it.
77 days. You had 3 years.
I know that. Like, but I'm saying once it ended, you know, okay, we're open for bidding now. There's only one team that can negotiate with him. One until the other day. It was this one.
Could have done it right after that Eagles loss in the Super Bowl when Tom Brady threw for 500 plus yards. Didn't happen then.
The year he was the MVP, the league MVP.
Could have happened last offseason after Brady had won his sixth Super Bowl for the franchise. It didn't happen then. And then it could have happened at any point following the season or at any point really in the last 3 years, and it just never happened. Oh, that's so lame.
We would have done that to you.
This is the kick in the nuts.
We could have done that.
This is the kick in the nuts because this is not a stratosphere contract where you're just, oh my God, look at this deal. 2 for $50. And I'm like, okay, more. There's better be more, right? So you mean you were tapping out at 2 for $50? That tells you too. Like they're good too, though. It takes two sides here. Oh, like, oh, Brady didn't want to come back.
It takes a contract offer.
Maybe you didn't want him back. That's part of it.
Brady never told us what he wanted.
2 for $50 guarantee would have got this thing done.
How could we sign him?
Is there a chance that Brady had taken that deal? And said, you know what? Sure, they're good for it. That second year, the option. After the year is up, before they pick up the option, they come back to Brady and say, we'd actually like to renegotiate the option year so we have a little more flexibility.
Good. Gets me more.
Oh, like they do with every player?
That's what I'm saying. People say automatic. Well, like, why wouldn't he just do that? They know they're going to pick up the option because after whatever guaranteed money is gone from the first year when it's time to pick up the option,
they say,
we got to sit down and talk about this. Obviously, you know, we got other.
We got to fix this.
This contract, aside from the $9 million, and I get it. I get it from Brady's standpoint. I totally get it. You don't have to think about it. How much money are you going to make? $50 million. How do you know? Because it says right here it's all guaranteed. There's no monkey business. This is all it is. You're going to pay me $50 million to go down there and play quarterback. And by the way, they might give me $9 million more. And they're not going to trade me. And they're not going to franchise me.
You're right. There's no more.
That's the deal. That's the deal I wanted. Well, you could have made a little bit more. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Bird in the hand. Right there. This is what this is. $50 million. No hassle. No fuss. No muss. I get it.
The Patriots had 3 years. The Buccaneers took care of it in 3 days. That's all. That's the difference. Didn't take them long.
We could have done that.
That's such bull crap.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Spin control.
Don't do that. Just let it go.
Tom and
just
Newton.
Get over with it. Let
hey,
the
Tom.
Go. Get over it.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hi, Tommy.
I just wanted to ask you about, you know, sort of like the divergent paths of Brady and Bill here. I mean, Brady going down there, I mean, realistically, all he has to do is win, like, I don't know, like maybe 10 games or so, maybe win a playoff game, and people will say, oh, look, he still got it. He went to a new place. He hasn't. Belichick, on the other hand, I mean, he's got a skeleton crew of a roster, coaching turnover, a brutal schedule this year. I mean, and we know what the expectations are around here for him. So I just feel like, you know, Brady's in a much, you know, easier place to succeed here than Bill. And on the other hand, just real quick, Like Brady's end game, it's a 2-year contract with, you know, no tag or trade, as I understand it. Like, I've always thought of Brady as a guy who's going to, you know, win on a high note and then retire. But, you know, being in the NFC on the Buccaneers, I'm just not sure how it's all going to end for him when he decides to hang it up. What do you guys think?
I don't know either. I have no idea. I think he's going to play 2 more years for sure, and then maybe even consider playing a third. But he's committed to playing the next 2 years. Maybe he plays an additional one. And if things go well over the next couple of years, I could easily see him going to the Bucs and saying, hey, this has been pretty good.
Okay.
Sign me up for 1 more year at, you know, $25 million again. Two more years from now, that will be less than what it means now. And just give me the same salary. I'll come back and do it again.
I know the reports out there, like, well, Patriots could have done this or would have wanted to do that type of deal. Nobody's brought up Tennessee. If this was the rate, what the F are you a-holes doing signing Ryan Tannehill to a $5 million more per year contract than having that two-year window of Tom Brady to help get you over the hump?
What a bunch of
your stupidity in Tennessee resonates throughout the entire league today. See, everybody's talking about New England, is it? Tennessee, you had a shot, and you blew it. And maybe you didn't want to go play for Vrabel, though. Maybe that was just all in fun and games. Having a little ha-ha, you know? Maybe you didn't want to go to Tennessee. Maybe she didn't want to go to Tennessee. She's going to have a good time at Tampa. Where do you see her on a beach? Where do you go? You go to that public beach, Fort Myers Beach? What beach you go to down there in Tampa? 101 over the bridge? You go to that Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville thing. That's fun there for kids.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Giselle in Tampa.
Who cares?
Giselle in Tampa.
I'm done with John.
You think she's actually going? I don't even think she's going to move there.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm with Hardy, though. I'm done caring.
I'm done caring. And not that I'm saying I don't care about any of them or I find them uninteresting. Now I care again. See, that's all it took to bring me back. I'm sure, you know, Tom Brady's a great dad and they're a wonderful family, all this stuff. I don't want to hear it because I think it's 90% nonsense about the time with the family and all this stuff. He's going further away from New York than he was in New England.
No, you see the reports. He's closer now. That was important.
Forget about all this stuff about filling up the bucket and family and all that stuff. That's all crap.
It seems hard. That seems pretty harsh.
What?
So he left a team that didn't offer him a contract.
No.
One that you just said, yeah, that's a much better deal.
His narrative over the last couple of years was about, you know, family and, you know, all these sacrifices that I make. And it's, you know, so much about family and spending time. And I got to think about this. And these are the reports. He wants to be close and all that. No. He wants to play football for a team that gives him a respectful contract and the notion of being closer to his kid or his family, that really doesn't factor in. Don't believe that part of it.
Close in what sense? Like, was he picking the Chargers if they had a better deal?
Probably.
I don't think he was.
Which team's better on paper?
Why?
But here's the thing. We never found that answer.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he pick the Chargers? Because it's 3 more hours in a plane?
Yeah, and that's an extra 6 hours a week.
Yeah, so what?
If you're making any of those trips.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those trips he's going to make anyway. So what? It's flying private. What difference does it make?
Of course.
That part of it is nonsense. Had he ended up signing with the Giants, said, I don't care. I want to play football some more. And I know these guys stink, but I got to be close and I got to keep my whole family together. I'd say, wow. That, you know what? He's putting his money where his mouth
is. Wasn't an option, though.
No, you know what's an option? Quitting. If family's the most important thing to you, don't go to Tampa to play football, which is still a 2 or 3 hour plane ride from New York. I don't want to hear that crap anymore. I really don't.
What do you think
about him and the family and how important it is? No, and I'm not saying he's wrong. You got your whole life to be with your family. You want to play football for 2 more years? Good, go do that. Don't sell me this line about the sacrifice and how much time and the bucket and okay, then quit. You're worth $500 million. You've won 6 Super Bowls. Quit. Hang it up. Nobody is going to say you left anything out there. I want to go be with my kids. Who's going to begrudge them that? Stop it with that. I'm done. I'm all done.
Burt Breer will join us next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go back to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in from the MMQB. Our buddy Bert Breer. Bert, hey, you there?
Hey.
I'm here. I was waiting for you to say something else. What's up?
We need information. Real information.
I'm going to read your tweet for those who didn't hear it earlier. It says, Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady's two-year deal has a base value of $50 million, source confirms. That's actually less than the Patriots extension offer last year, but, and you wrote, this is a big but, the $50 million from Tampa is fully guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
Incentives can bring Brady to $59 million. So what we're seeking from you, Bert, is some clarification on what maybe that deal that was put on the table by the Patriots last year was, because we've heard this from a lot of different places. You know, we heard from Tommy Curran that it wasn't a multi-year deal because they didn't offer a multi-year deal. Gasper in his column the other day said it was 2 years and that it was on the table. So if there was an offer last year, was it for really 2 years, or was it one plus an option? What were the details of that?
It depends on how you look at it. On paper, it was a two-year extension. But
of course, your phone absolutely blows. You can't do what much longer, Zoe? What can't you do much longer? What
is
it?
People on his phones don't work.
What's weighing you down? We're going to try and reconnect.
I wanted answers here, and I was like, damn, waiting for Bird here because he's going to have some clarification on it. And he's like,
well, it depends on how you look at it.
Oh, don't give me that
on
crap.
Paper. I don't want to know what it was on
crap.
Paper. I want to know what it was in reality.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Is he back? All right. What was it, Bird? Start over.
Hey.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I was saying is that on paper, the offer, the extension offer was 2 years. But, and again, this is a big, huge but, the money wasn't fully guaranteed. And in NFL terms, anything that isn't fully guaranteed is, in essence, a team option. And so I think what Brady was looking for, and I've made this point, you know, a ton of times over the last few months, Brady was looking for years. And if you're looking for years and you're a player, that basically translates to I'm looking for guaranteed years. And I think what Brady wanted from the Patriots was a commitment. I'm going to be a quarterback through, say, 2021. And while they put something on in front of him that would have covered him through 2021, they weren't guaranteeing it. They weren't they weren't putting a deal in front of him that didn't have escape hatches.
And meaning, okay, they could have gotten out at any point?
As far as I understand it, yes. Doesn't mean it wouldn't have been without penalty, but I think they could have walked away from it at any point. And that's what you hear them talking about going into uncharted territory. That's what that is. And so, you know, that part of it's important, guys. I mean, the Bucks are saying here, we're giving you 2 years, and this is a 2-year commitment that is backed by fully guaranteed money.
That is interesting. And from how the team actually offers it to the player, as opposed to saying, well, we could have got that deal done even though there wasn't an offer made. They just needed to know if the player wanted to be back. I didn't know free agency worked that way.
Which is so foolish. How foolish do you feel this has been?
I keep reading this Ian Rappaport thing. This is bad for Rap Sheet.
Like the questioning of whether or not Brady wanted to be here when Brady for multiple years now has been seeking a commitment from the team and they wouldn't do it. That seems outrageous to me.
I think I can clear this up for you. All right. So a couple of weeks ago, this phone call happens, right? We all know about the phone call now. Yeah. And we've heard it termed as either business as usual or it didn't go well, however you want to look at it. I mean, it's the way the Patriots do business with all players. I think Brady, after 20 years, after 6 championships, after 3 MVPs, after all of that, wanted a little bit more than that. And it was just, here's what it is. Here's where we're at. That's that. And I think Brady made a decision at that point, and maybe he made this decision back in August. I'm not going to go in there and beg for my job back. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to grovel. I'm not going to go crawling back to them. Like, either they're going to be on the same page as me or not. And I think when that phone call happened, it basically confirmed what he thought, which was, we're just not on the same page. And, you know, if the Patriots were expecting Tom to go back in and beg for his job back, I think they were barking up the wrong tree in this case.
And why would they want that?
I don't understand how they would have that positioning. Yeah.
Like, why the hell do they care that happens?
That's why the whole thing is weird to me, the idea that, like, well, why didn't you come back to us? Well, you had what? Like, how long did you had over? You had a year to take care of this, you know?
Right. I go back, Bert, I go back to the Jim Gray conversation, you know, where he asked Tom, Tom, have you talked to the Patriots? And Brady's like, yep. Well, yeah. What did anything come of it? He goes, I really don't think it's that odd for me to talk to him based on a 20-year relationship we've had. So, I mean, I think there's Brady looking at it like, Jesus, what else do I have to do to show you that I want to be back?
Right. And he's shown it over and over again, right? By taking less, by doing team-friendly deals. I mean, he's enabled the whole program, guys. I mean, like, because he's willing to be coached hard, because he's willing to take less, because he's the hardest worker in the building, he's enabled everything about that program, you know? And I think if you're Brady, you look at it and look, like, NFL teams never want to give players back pay, right? Like, they never want to pay them for past performance. And I get that. But, you know, there's part of it. If you're Tom Brady, if you're in this position and they're saying, and they're saying, well, that's uncharted territory. If you're Brady, how do you look at that? Right? Like, if you're Brady, you look at that and you say to yourself, like, you're talking about uncharted territory to me? Like, wait a second. Like, what, like you're saying I have no equity for the last 20 years? If you're Brady, you're looking at this and you're saying, you're the seventh most valuable sports franchise in the world. We're more valuable than the Los Angeles Lakers now. And why do you think that happened? So if you're Brady, I think you're looking at the big picture of that and you're saying, I'm not going back in there on my hands and knees and asking for my job back. If this is what it's going to be, this is what it's going to be, and I'm moving forward. I just think that, you know, somewhere along the line, and this might have happened in August, I think was cemented a couple weeks ago, I just think that there was this feeling like he wanted them to, like, look, like, I'm a free agent now, come recruit me. And when that didn't happen, I think that there was just this decision he made where it's just, I'm not going in there begging for my job back. If this is what it is, then thanks for the memories, guys. I'm gone.
Or at least make an offer. Bert, what do you think his market was? Was it just Tampa Bay in the end?
It was Tampa and the Chargers. Those are the two teams that were involved at the end. And, you know, I had heard that there was an inquiry from the Bears there at the very end. But I don't think that got off the ground. At the very end, I know there were the two teams involved. It was the Bucks and the Chargers. And I would tell you this, too. There were very clear conditions that were set by Brady. It was 2-year commitment backed by guarantees. I want to give you guys the flexibility to go and put a team around me so we can be creative with the deal. And the creativity with the deal here was the incentives, right? So you have $4.5 million in incentives in each year that helps you create some cap space. He really wanted this to be, and this is just coming from people who are involved in this, it sounds at least like he really wanted this to be a partnership. And I think he's getting that going to Tampa, you know, a coach who's going to be, this is going to be like for Brady going from Belichick to BA, this is going to be like going from the Marines to Margaritaville. And it's going to be a very, very different feel down there.
That's cool. That's cool, man. Yeah, that's cool.
And I think that there's going to be it's going to be more of a partnership. And I think that's really what he wanted.
Yeah, so Brady now gets that. But was that a big part of his reason? He wanted to go to Margaritaville?
No, I mean, I think it was, I think more, as much as anything else, like, I think you, and look, like it's not like he had, you know, a dozen options, right? Like, but I think with the two teams that were there.
I thought he had eight.
you see, but like there's something here, though, with the two coaches, with the two teams you had at the end, right? You have a CEO type of head coach, right. Anthony Lynn in L.A. and Bruce Arians in Tampa. Bruce Arians has taken a step way back from where he was, say, 5 years ago, right? And then you've got a young offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen in L.A. and Byron Leftwich in Tampa. And so those young offensive coordinators weren't going to be as married to what they were doing scheme-wise. And I think that that gave both those teams some flexibility to say to Tom, we're going to build an offense around you. And so the scheme fit for Brady on paper isn't great in Tampa, right? Because Bruce Arians has always been seven-step drops, you know, get the ball downfield. I mean, it's Brady plays a position like a point guard. And B.A.'s offense, you're shooting threes, right?
He still needs that slot guy. Now, I've watched some film on Tampa. I'm telling you what, Evans can run those slants and those little digs and stuff.
They're going to have to change what they do for Brady.
Right, but they are going to change what they do, and that's part of it is that, like, I think that this was the idea. Like, this is a partnership. And Arians gave Byron Leftwich a lot of control last year over that offense. And so because Byron Leftwich has played in different offenses because he did play the position – I think he's going to be way more amenable to sort of changing up what he does to fit Brady than maybe some coaches who are a little more established would.
All right, Bert.
Thanks, Bert.
Appreciate the time as always, dude.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, Bert Breer of the MMQB with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. So the multi-year offer of a year ago was without guaranteed money in year two.
That's the breaker.
Which basically means...
Simple.
They've got the insurance that if... Oh, you drop off or you get hurt. I mean, guess what? We don't have to pay you anymore.
You're not talking about a $3 or $5 million difference. This is a $25 million difference. This is a deal breaker.
And we have all the details on the incentives.
All right, we'll do that coming up next. Already has headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tub. Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was two-year commitment backed by guarantees. It was, I want to give you guys the flexibility to go and put a team around me so we can be creative with the deal. And the creativity with the deal here was the incentives, right? So you have $4.5 million in incentives in each year that helps you create some cap space. He really wanted this to be, and this is just coming from people who are involved in this, it sounds at least like he really wanted this to be a partnership. And I think he's getting that going to Tampa, you know, a coach who's going to be, this is going to be like for Brady going from Belichick to BA, this is going to be like going from the Marines to Margaritaville. And it's going to be a very, very different feel down there.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
And I think there's going to be like it's going to be more of a partnership. And I think that's really what he wanted.
Tom Brady headed to Margaritaville. Play with Bruce Arians.
What the hell did you nibble on sponge cake for? Yeah. I mean, this kid just puts you in a good mood. I could be in Tampa hanging out on the beach.
On my front porch swing.
Smell those shrimp. Mmm.
You know what I did last night?
First time I've done it in a while. Frozen shrimp with tell on. They're deveined.
Wasting away again.
Freaking Somerville. Yeah. Put a little teriyaki marinade on a shrimp. The shrimp right on the Barbie. They were good. Kids like, salt. Salt. Yeah. It's another classic for Plunkett.
Plunkett, I was just about to say.
Wasting away again.
You mentioned Plunkett earlier.
Somerville. It's Somerville song.
I bet Plunkett's hunkered down somewhere.
You want the...
well-earned break.
You want the incentives for Brady?
I would like those Margaritaville incentives for
Tom Pelissero. says, in order for Tom Brady to get the
Wait, not Jeff Darlington again? You're kidding me.
He's on vacation.
Jeff Darlington did, man, he got hosed in this deal. Sorry, go ahead.
Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 2 years, $50 million all guaranteed, $9 million in incentives. Here's how the contract works, according to Tom Pelissero. Each year, he gets a $15 million salary and a $10 million roster bonus, nice. Fully guaranteed. Okay? So you're on the roster both years, right? Even if he's, what, hurt, can't play, gets the roster bonus. Okay? There. Up to $2.25 million each year, tied to top five in passer rating, touchdowns, yards, completion percentage, and yards per pass.
Similar pretty much
here.
The five
similar to here
that we had here,
and up to $2.25 million each year, tied to playoffs plus playing time.
You're the difference.
And Super Bowl plus playing time.
You're the difference. That you're the guy to take us there. Yep, that's. And those are attainable. Get in the playoffs, you get bonuses. Or if you get to Super Bowl.
I mean, Super Bowl, yeah.
But I mean, Dallas came in. You read the thing, I think. What, Dallas is in the front odds in the NFC at 14-1?
So I believe leader those would currently go down based on, I think those would all go down as not likely to be earned.
I don't see him hitting on the majority of these, you know.
Those receivers, though.
The important thing is what we already knew was the $50 million. You're getting that. You're going to make $50 million here, regardless of what happens.
See, what's interesting is we've heard a ton about Jameis Winston, how he was in a lot of the top five categories. And when you try to spin it as him being a good quarterback, if you can't look at the 30 interceptions that he had or turnovers, that tells you he's got good people around him. And those may be more attainable than what you think.
Well, I mean, is Brady going to get the yard? Is he going to be top five in yards per pass?
I don't think it'll be top five in yards per pass.
So his team
incentives. Top five in touchdowns?
I'm looking at the parameters. His team incentives will be not likely to be earned right away. I'll have to look at the other ones, but I'm pretty sure based on his statistics, they're all going to be not likely. So that's that creativity that if he hits them, it could kick him into future years, but right now they won't count against the cap. That's good. Good creativity on their part. Not that anyone cares about that crap.
Yeah.
But according to Rap Sheet, the Patriots would have done that.
Could have done it here, though, guys. Just don't forget
that. Was money ever going to be the hurdle in New England? Robert Kraft would have paid him whatever it was he needed to pay him. It's that the coach didn't want to do the deal, and he left this one up to the coach. And that is, by the way, even though I disagree with the coach, it's the right call on Robert's part. We've been saying that for months. Don't interject. Don't get in the middle of this thing.
But here's another
Let
thing,
it
too.
Be up to Bill.
Just don't continue to waver off your statement. Like with the, it's like having a mother-in-law, you know, and it just, you know, we would have wanted him if he was here. Just get past it. You know what I mean? Let the statement speak for itself. This is why Bill is so good at what he does. He just puts a statement. Well, release the statement. Statement is what the statement is. Robert wants to tell you, he wants to be loved. I understand it because he is. And it means so much to him. He's a former fan. He helped build this brand.
A smart football fan.
This is hard for him.
In New
this
England.
Is extremely hard for him.
A smart football fan knows that it should have been left up to Bill Belichick.
Right. And Robert knows that. He left it.
So the owner did the right thing.
He did. And it's tough, man. It's tough right now because you got to hear
it. Pinning it on Brady on his way out the door is the wrong thing. That's taking it too far.
No, he's too good a kid. You can't do it to him. Too good a player, too good a kid.
Unnecessary. Trying to spin it.
Guy's been a class
to make sure people
time.
Know it wasn't right. me. And that's what this one is, too, with Rap Sheet. Well, I would have paid that. It's not that I wouldn't pay him that. Yeah, no, it's that Bill didn't want him. That's what it comes down to.
That's the kicker, too.
Wasn't about money.
Yeah.
So you told us that for weeks.
Yeah.
The owner was prepared to do whatever, was willing to support any decision that was going to be made, including keeping him and whatever was going to cost
said,
him.
Sign him to $33 million per year, he would have wrote the checkbook.
Whatever it costs, I'll sign the check. But the decision as to whether or not he's here, that was up to Bill.
See, and that's the thing. You look at the – and when you're a businessman, you look at the marketing angle of it, right, and how you've made the money and what the brand is and how what you purchased the team for and how it's exploded and now what it's worth. You know that this is your number one star. This guy, he's top-selling jersey in the freaking league. Like – what do you think Brady's value to this organization was? It's so much higher than any other player. And it's got to be so hard to let him walk out that door.
for him.
It does.
Laura's in Linfield. Laura.
Guys, oh my God, so many things. First off, now I have to start like learning receivers like Goodwin, Evans, and everything that I've been Googling all day. But I guess I'll just throw it back to you guys. Who do you think that the pressure's more on this season, Belichick or Brady? I'll leave it to you guys to talk about it. But I think with Brady going down to Tampa, they have a lot of expectations. But at the same time, who do we have and what's going to go on here? So
the pressure is on Bill.
Belichick. Belichick. Belichick.
Thank you, Laura. It's on Bill.
Belichick.
It may not be right away, though.
Yeah,
I think we all sort of expect they're going to take a step back now. But over the next 2 or 3 years, it's definitely on Bill and not on Brady. Way more. Not no pressure on Brady, but there's way more on Bill.
Hall & Oates. Pressure's on Hall.
Can we hear that bad version again of the guy can't sing? You know, too, Brooks and Dunn, when they split up.
Can we get something from Daryl Hall, like on his own?
Yeah.
Performing one of the Hall & Oates songs?
But yeah, the metaphor we like around here is Daryl Hall tells John Oates, beat it. It's not worth it anymore. You go on your own. I'm going to go on my own. The pressure then is more on Daryl Hall than it is on John Oates.
Who is
and Daryl Hall is Bill Belichick.
Like Daryl's collaborating with new people on his little, what was a web show, TV show.
Mm.
Right? Like he's been doing that for a few years.
Mm.
Some good stuff coming out of that.
Where's Maneater is all I'm saying. Where's Maneater for 2020?
She'll chew you up. Oh, my God, that little video montage you played yesterday of Imagine by the actress, whatever.
Oh, yeah, started. Yeah,
really. Did good. You see the Barstool one last night?
Oh, I did. It was great.
Frickin'
with the dog. Dude,
hysterical.
The dog in the middle of it had me laughing my ass off. We'll explain it to you in the break here.
PFT. Already. PFT looked like John Lennon in the shower.
In the shower. Hello. 617-779-0985. More of your calls next on Tom Brady, on Chris Sale. Having Tommy John surgery on Marcus Smart coming down with coronavirus. And also, any medical advice you need, this is the spot for it. Zoe's got you covered. All that's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's this, Chuck Starlight Lounge down in Revere?
It's like Sunday morning brunch version of Maneater.
It's actually Daryl Hall
with Aloe Black. You'll hear Daryl in a minute. He's collaborating with new people. It's like Belichick and whoever his new quarterback is. I gotta get someone younger. You know, I'm swapping out John Oates for someone newer, younger. Or they'll just run it like Daryl's house and just have a different guest every week, different quarterback every week. According to one report, though, it's not going to be Jameis Winston. Mm. There doesn't appear to be a lot of interest right now from the Patriots.
Shocker.
On Jameis Winston. Like, where's that guy going to go?
He'll go somewhere.
Is there a team that will hire Jameis Winston to be their starting quarterback?
No, he's now become RG3. Like you become a backup and you got to wait and you got to wait for an opportunity. Maybe it'll happen. Then you become a starter again. Like RG3 fell off the map, but that was injury. You
know? Who's going to be the quarterback for the Chargers, by the way?
Taylor. Tyrod Taylor. That's a decent bridge guy. Taylor's not bad, man. Called some games against him. He moves well in the pocket. He throws the ball good. Well enough. I don't have a problem with Tyrod Taylor.
I don't either. But I think Tyrod Taylor, you know what I mean? Be elevated, but like, are you, by now if he was going to be something better than what he is.
But are you, if you're the Chargers, you say, oh, we got to go get Winston to come in and compete with Tyrod Taylor.
Well, don't you have to sort of get another guy?
Like, yeah, you need to,
get another guy.
I love the fact that Foles is going to Chicago to work with his guy, Nagy. Like, institutional knowledge. You're going to go in there. You're going to beat Trubisky out. It's just great. That team, they were talking Super Bowl and him MVP a year ago. Oof.
Let's go back to your calls, including this one from Joe in the car. Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So a couple hours ago, I was listening, and a caller called in about trading Edelman for, like, a running back. That got me thinking, what Patriot do you think has the best chance, if Bill's not going to tank, to get the closest to the top overall pick, for which I assume is going to be Trevor Lawrence next year? I'm going to hang up and let you guys...
Wait, so you're I'm sort of confused by your question. Which Patriot has the most trade value? Is that what it is?
Yes, with the goal of getting as close to the number one pick overall, which for all intents and purposes, as of right now, is Trevor Lawrence. And I just want to say thank you guys for providing a relief from the coronavirus. Keep up the great work. I love the show.
Thank you.
Will hang up and let you debate.
All right.
Oh, well, it's very kind of you.
Sports debate.
Debate.
Were you ever on a debate team when you were a kid?
Okay, no. Trevor Lawrence is not coming out this year. So if you're talking about right now, the here and now, or a year from now, those are two different things.
You know who's getting Trevor Lawrence next spring is the team that goes 0-16 this year.
Yes.
That's who's getting Trevor Lawrence. And that ain't happening.
But I'll play ball on that first one. Who has the most trade value on the Patriots' current roster?
Tooney.
I know who it is. It's not Tooney.
Oh, it's the corner.
Gilmore.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
It's Stephon Gilmore.
It's Gilmore, then Tooney.
Looking at the roster.
Yeah. Gilmore Tooney.
Not much to work with here on the trade.
They're gonna, on the trade block. They're going to try and coach that damn defense up, man. They will.
Well, I would hope so, because they're going to need it.
They solidified secondary. They upgraded at safety. Now, we haven't even mentioned Phillips, the signing of Phillips. That guy's a perennial Pro Bowler. You bring him in with McCourty and Chung. You got Gilmore. You got Devin's brother, Jason. You've got J.C. Jackson. You got Jawan Williams. You got some stuff across there.
The Patriots' best player is Gilmore.
Yeah,
he's their best
secondary.
Player.
Your secondary is your strength on your football team right now. Yeah, and your offensive line.
Keith in Florida. Hey, Keith, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Before I get into who I think it's whose fault it is with the Tom Brady situation, I just want to give you something, an anecdote, a little funny here.
Ha!
When you were talking to Dan about a reference to his bats, I'm originally from the west side of Providence, and when I was a kid growing up, I've been a Patriots fan since 72, and I'm going to die a Patriots fan. But anyhow, when I was a kid, we lived in this old raggedy house, three-story house on Stanwood Street in Providence, and we used to have bats in our attic. And my mother and father used to make all of us put her pots on our heads, and then my father would go up in the attic and start swatting the friggin' bats with a broom. And I loved it when he killed them. But anyhow, to make a long story short.
Good evening.
You think he was in the doorbell aisle at Lowe's? Or you could do as a kid. And I always would take my kid there, and he would run up and down and press every doorbell, and he thought it was the funniest thing ever.
I heard Felger cut someone off yesterday. Too much story time. The beginning of that call, you would have been cut off. Dad, too much story time.
I used to grow up on the west side of Providence, and my dad used to have a bat, and he would go upstairs, and it's kind of one of those old raggedy houses and that. And then, you know, I used to be a Patriots fan. I'll be a Patriots fan for life.
Oh, Keith was back on the line. Keith, did you get disconnected there?
The pox on.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Hey, I'll try to be real, real brief here. So, like I was saying, my brother Jim is a big time sportscaster in Chicago, and he took me to Super Bowl 36.
Too much story time. We'll get to Hardy's headlines.
The pots on the head, and sometimes you go up and hot top the roof. You're firing the buckets off the top of the roof.
Hardy's got the headlines. We're back with more in just a moment. No commercials here.
Slapping each other with the hot mop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.